Blog Talk Radio. Hello, Kit. Yes, guys, I was there. I was answering you. You couldn't hear me. Well, at least I knew you couldn't hear me. That was a good thing. I mean, you know, to be able to tell is half the battle, right? And then I can call in and everything's all hunky-dory and fine. And, yeah. That was called Call on Jesus. And the gal's name was Nicole C. Mullen. Yes, I had to read the purple marker. That doesn't work very well, but I did it. So, you know, guys, yes, she was good. She was good, and I love it. I absolutely love it. I'm sorry that you couldn't hear me at first because it's really a pain, but I called in. Now you can hear me, so that's a good thing. Okay, this is the Sunday Gospel Show, and I tell you what, it is the Sunday before Christmas. Christmas is next Sunday. It's on a Sunday, but we're not going to have a gospel show because Christmas Day needs to be a day you spend with your family, okay? So I'm going to give you time to spend with your family. Enjoy. Be happy. Remember what the day is all about. Yes, remember what the day is all about. You're welcome, Brandon, honey. You're totally welcome. And that was Call on Jesus was a song requested by Brandon. So, yes, I didn't get a chance to say that. But you're welcome, Brandon. It was a beautiful song. Thank you for sending it. I love that. It's fantastic. Anyway, I'm letting you guys know that next Sunday there won't be a gospel show because as Christmas Day, I think y'all should spend it with your family, okay? I can't do that, but that's my lookout. You guys, spend it with your families. Be happy. Remember the reason we have Christmas Day, all right, because it's totally blessed. And you know what I want to do now? I'm going to read the Christmas story from the book of Luke, chapter 2, okay? That is my favorite recounting of the Christmas story, and it is one that I do read every year out loud in my home. If nobody's here, I read it to myself because I love that particular recounting of the story, and it needs to be a part of the Christmas Gospel Show, don't you think so? I do. So here is, according to Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire, now that, of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. Now, what that means by their own town is they had to go to the town they were born in. That was what was meant by their own town, okay? So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there was shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured all these things up in her and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. On the eighth day, when it was time to circumcise the child, he was named Jesus, the name the angel had given him before he was conceived. So guys, there is the Blessed Christmas story. That was out of the NIV version rather than the King James. But it's such a beautiful story. I love that rendition of the story. It's absolutely wonderful. And now, here is a song that I think just goes very well with that. If I could get the title right. That is always a problem, isn't it? Oh, this is such a... I didn't say it. I was a good girl. I didn't say it. Okay. So we're looking for it. There it is. This is Vince Gill. And this is what was supposed to come. But they knew it would not. Because they knew what Jesus would go through in his life. The temptations. Because he was experiencing the temptations of men. And they knew the death that he would experience. But this is what he brought to us. Vince Gill, "Let There Be Peace on Earth." I love that song, and I love the way Vince Gill sings it. It has a beautiful message to it that we need to take to heart, especially on Christmas Day. You know, so, guys, yeah, this is our Christmas service for this season, because there won't be one next Sunday on Christmas Day. So I hope you get something out of it, and I hope you love the music and let it speak to your heart. Listen to it and let it speak to your heart. Let it bring God's peace, and let it bring the promise of Jesus' birth to you. All right? Now, most all the songs today were sent to me this morning by John. So far, we heard Brandon's request, and I have a request from Sue. I may play a couple, but I think the show is really going to be comprised of the songs that John sent to me. This is our Christmas show, okay? So, with that in mind, here is Anne Murray singing a very classic Christmas song, "O Come All Ye Faithful." was our Latin lesson for the day. You betcha. Okay. I have something here that I do have Peter Holland's a cappella version of this, but I'm going to play the version that John sent me this morning. It's two sisters, and they've got voices that blend so beautifully. I had to watch the video to figure out which sister sang which part. So here is, and the elder sister sang the higher part, which isn't very high, but she sang the higher part, and the younger sister is the alto. And it's so beautiful. This is Lucy and Martha Thomas doing Holy Night.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the
I got to tell you guys, this is, I guess you could say it's part of my testimony, but it's really just something that happened to me, and it concerns that song. We had a Christmas program at our church, of which I was one of the soloists for the choir, and I had been given this song as a solo and with the choir singing the background and harmonies and things. And, yeah, I woke up with laryngitis that morning. Was not good. Was not good. I had frogs living in my throat and everything. It was not good. So we went to practice that afternoon. I still could not sing. And the choir director asked if we should contact the soloist from one of the churches in town to come out and sing it. And his wife, who was the pianist, said, no, 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 she's going to be fine. You have faith. She's going to be fine. Don't contact anybody. She's going to do it. And I thought, okay, now, no pressure, right? Okay. You know, I went home and I drank hot tea with honey and lemon all afternoon and early evening. And I'm sitting there sweating bullets, you know, trying to take a nap and rest and drinking this hot tea. And, you know, we got to the Christmas concert that night. And, yeah, Jesus did it. Jesus did it. I was able to sing not only my solo for that song, but the whole concert. I don't know how, I don't know why, speak afterwards, but I was able to sing that concert. So I want you guys to know that miracles still happen, and I consider that my own personal miracle. You know, I do because I couldn't talk, let alone sing, and I sang that whole concert and this song, this Holy Night, as a solo, and that can be nothing short of a miracle. So I love to tell that story. I will never forget that night. I will never forget that afternoon. Oh, my goodness sakes. Got to know that, you know, that when they say all things are possible with God, they mean it. They mean it. It's fantastic. Miracles do happen. You have to have faith. You have to believe. But they happen all the time. Small everyday miracles, bigger public miracles, miracles in personal lives, miracles for other people that you pray for. You can get the miracles, people. You just have to believe. You just have to believe. Yeah. So, yeah, keep that one close. Keep that memory going and believe. And it's going to happen. There you go. And I did read to where James Burton is doing very, very nicely. He's healing, and he's looking forward to the strong possibility of going home on the 23rd. So there's another miracle for you, people, that prayer matters. Prayer works. Don't forget that. That's important. That was something that Jesus tried to tell us. And we need to keep that thought close. We need to believe and we need to pray. And miracles will happen. All right? So here we go with Eloise Salem singing a song holy angels cannot sing. And here's why.
Angels never knew the joy that is mine. For the blood has never washed their sins away. Oh, they sing in heaven, there will come a time when silently they'll listen as I sing amazing praise. 'Cause it's a song holy angels cannot sing. How sweet the sound. Yes, it's a song holy angels they cannot sing. I once was lost, but my Jesus found me. Holy is the Lord, the angels. before the throne of God continually. For me, you join this song, well, it'll be a natural thing. 'Cause they just won't know the words to love lifted me. 'Cause it's a song holy angels cannot sing. Amazing grace, my God, how sweet the sound. It's a song the holy angels cannot sing. Jesus found me. I once was lost, but Jesus found me.
Yeah. And it doesn't take a whole lot of thought to realize why the angels can't sing Amazing Grace, because they were not in need of God's amazing grace. They have always belonged to God. They have always known his love and the power and what it can do, and they are sent to help us. And we sing Amazing Grace because it's only through God's grace that we are saved and able to have the chance at eternal life. And it's God's amazing grace that saves us. The angels come because they're not in need of God's amazing grace. They are already God's. Think about that. That's really quite awesome. It's fantastic. I had to sit for about 5 minutes after I heard that song and think about it and realize how fantastic we have been blessed by God offering us his amazing grace and hoping that we grab onto it and giving us Jesus as the means to that amazing grace. You know, you guys, when you think about Christmas and what it really means, you put aside the music, put aside the presents, put aside the bells and whistles and all the happy fal-de-rals, and think about the real true meaning of Christmas. You know, sometimes I feel sorry for myself having spent the last few Christmases alone. But then I think, you know, if God hadn't given me that opportunity, I would never have taken the time to think about what Christmas really is. Because you can hear what it really is. You can watch the TV programs about what Christmas really is. But until you experience it and think about it for yourself and feel it, you don't really understand what Christmas really is, because all the presents and the joy and the giving and the bells and the whistles and the music, all of that kind of gets in the way. Because we sing the songs, but can we say we really think about what they mean? Can we really think about what the person that wrote it was trying to convey? Do we let the music speak to our hearts and understand the gift that the Father gave us when he sent Jesus to earth to live as a man, to experience as a man, to be tempted as a man? That is truly almost the greatest gift. Without that gift, the greatest gift could never have happened. And without Jesus' willingness to do all of that, the greatest gift could not have happened. And the greatest gift was his death and resurrection. Because of that, we know how to love each other. We know what it means to truly love someone. If you're willing to give your life for someone, that's love. Think about it. You've got to let that into your heart. You've got to really consider it without the noise, without the TV, without the radio, without the computer, without the phone, without all this other stuff happening. You've got to just think about it and absorb what it really means. And once you do that, that will never leave you. Because even amongst all the bells and whistles, you will know and remember what really means, what Christmas really is. Once it gets in your heart, you'll never leave. Because if you belong to God, you know what the real, true meaning of Christmas is and what it really means and what we were truly given and how precious that is. Think about it, guys. That's the one thing I wish for you this Christmas, is to be able to absorb and think about and consider and truly understand, accept, and be filled with the joy of what Christmas really is. Yes. Please. I wish that for you this Christmas. That is my Christmas wish for you, that you get that gift. All right? Okay, at this time, I'm going to play Sue's request. And she requested Beulah Land. And I'm going to play Casting Crowns version of Beulah Land.
Time won't matter. and then I'll take my heavenly flight. Beulah Land, I am longing for you, and someday
music. People that write these songs put their heart, put their message in it. And it's very good to actually hear the words, feel the words, and listen to it. Here's Sissy Houston. John sent this one as well. Sissy is Whitney Houston's mother. And when you listen to Sissy, you'll know where Whitney gets her talent for singing, or got her talent for singing. So here's Sissy. Without God.
Without God, I can do nothing. Without Him, I would fail. Without Him, rugged, y'all, just like a ship without a sail. He's my strength in the time of trouble. He's a doctor in my sick wound. Then He's my water now. Oh, without God, I know I would fail. You see, with God, my life is sublime. Without Him, for me, there's no peace of mind. Protect me, oh, without God, I know I would fail.
Most of us had that outlook, the world would be a much better place. It would be wonderful because we'd all be looking to God for what we need, and that's beautiful. Okay, I'm not going to preach anymore. I know y'all are getting tired of that, even though there's a lot to say at Christmas time, because that's the one time that you can get people to actually listen to what God wants. You know, but that's all right. I understand. So here is Elvis singing In My Father's House. And this is takes 5 and 6.
LWW0379, take 5.
In my father's house.
LWW0379, take 6.
In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, he would have told me so. He has gone away to live in that bright city. He's prepared that I know. Jesus died upon the cross to bear my sorrow. Freely died that souls like you might have new life. But I know that soon there'll come a bright when the world will all be free from sin and strife.
And that's where they stopped it. You couldn't hear any of the backup. It was like non-existent. I mean, it was there, but you couldn't hear it. Okay, that's all right. Let's listen to Red Sovine pose a question. Think about this as he's singing this. If Jesus came to your house,
if Jesus came to your house, I wonder what you'd do. Yes, if Jesus came to your house to spend a day or two, If he came unexpected, just dropped in on you. Oh, I know you'd give your nicest room to such an honored guest. And all the food you'd serve to him would be the very best. And you would keep assuring him you're glad to have him there. That serving him in your home is joy beyond compare. But when you saw him coming, would you meet him at the door? With arms outstretched in welcome to your heavenly visitor? Or would you have to change your clothes before you let him in? Or hide some magazines and put the Bible where they'd been? Would you turn the radio off and hope he hadn't heard? And wish you hadn't uttered that last loud, hasty word? And would you hide your worldly music and put some hymn books out? Could you let Jesus walk right in? Or would you rush about? And I wonder, if the Savior spent a day or two with you, would you go right on doing the things you always do? Would you go right on saying the things you always say? Would life for you continue as it does from day to day? And would your family conversation keep up its usual pace? And would you find it hard each meal to say a table grace? Would you sing the songs you always sing and read the books you read? And let him know the things on which your mind and spirit feed? And would you take Jesus with you everywhere you'd plan to go? Or maybe, would you change your plans for just a day or so? Would you be glad to have him meet your very closest friends? Or hope that they would stay away until his visit ends? And would you be glad to have him stay forever on and on? Or would you sigh with great relief when he at last was gone? Oh, it might be interesting to know the things that you would do if Jesus came in person to spend some time with you.
Yeah. Came to your house. If you saw him walking up that front walkway, would you panic? Or would you be happy? You can only tell yourself the truth because you know what the truth is. Whatever you tell everybody else doesn't matter. What would you do? That's a good question, isn't it? Yes, it is. And I'm trying to get my computer to type. So, you know, okay, finally. Spent 3 minutes trying to get it to type. Okay, this is a lesson in patience. I've figured that out. Blog Talk is a lesson in patience. That's okay. I can do that. All right, here is Bethel Music with Goodness of God.
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Darkest night.
Yes, I love that. I love it. Here's another one. And this was part of the angel's message on Christmas night to the shepherds. This is by Marilla Ness, another one sent by John this morning. This is called Do Not Be Afraid.
You are mine.
I like that. And she's got such a pretty voice. I think that's fantastic. All right, here is one by Donald Brandt. And we've heard a couple of by Peter Brandt the last couple of weeks. I'm not sure if they're related or not, but it doesn't matter. This is Donald Brandt and Heaven's Now My Home.
I'm sorry that I left you, I know you feel alone, but God told me that he needed me, he called me to come home. In what seemed to be an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, an angel gently took my hand and led me toward the sky. As I ascended into heaven, beyond the pearly gates, angels were rejoicing. Then I saw his radiant face. God's eyes shone down upon me from the glory of his throne. He said, enter into paradise, 'cause heaven's now your home. I fought the fight, I finished the race. Throughout the trial, I kept my faith. No longer do I suffer, my body's been made whole. I'm flying with the angels, and heaven's now my home. God told me not to worry, he said you'd be okay, because eternity's forever, and we'll meet again someday. I fought the fight, I finished the race. Throughout the trial, I kept my faith. No longer do I suffer, my body's been made whole. I'm flying with the angels, and heaven's now my home. I'm flying with the angels, and heaven's now.
Sorry, Ann, I should have warned you that you need some Kleenexes for that one. But I think that's a beautiful song. And what a lovely way to think of where you get to when you've lived a very long time. And the time's coming near to go and meet the Lord. And that happens to all of us. It does. So you think of that. And I know it's too late, honey. I'm sorry. But yes, my neighbor across the street just lost his grandmother the Sunday after Thanksgiving. And he's been gone this week to her funeral services. So it comes for all of us. It comes for all of us. And what a beautiful song to be able to give to our loved ones so that they know it's okay. It's okay. It's not a tragedy. It's not sad. It's really okay. That's what I get from that song. I love that. I love that. All right, Celine Dion. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. I saw a video that she made. I saw that this last week, and she has had to postpone her concerts. Indefinitely, actually. She said that she would let everyone know when she can reschedule them and go again. But right now she's not able to tour. She's not able to perform. She has a rare disease that affects her ability to speak and perform. And she can't. She just can't do it right now. She says she's just not able to. It's not that she doesn't want to. She does want to. She can't. So Celine Dion, whether we know her or not personally, she loves her fans. She loves performing, and she can't do it right now. And she put out a video telling everyone. She did not mention the name of the disease, but she says it's very rare. And very rare, but she happened to be one of the rare people that got it. So she needs our prayers. She needs our prayers. Whether we know her personally or not makes no difference. We can still pray for her, okay? So prayers for Celine Dion that she beats this, or at least beats it down enough to be able to get back to her life, okay? So this is the magic of Christmas Day.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly. It's the season to be jolly and be thankful.
We
Now, you guys remember me talking about Celtic Woman? They were the first Irish vocal group, and they've been over here in the States many times. They have changed personnel, and they're touring again, but they've changed personnel. This gal was the alto in the original Celtic Woman vocal group. She is also the one that played the harp. Talented lady. This is Orla Fallon. Do you hear what I hear?
Said the night wind to the little lamb.
Alto, but she can get up to second soprano. Talented, very talented. All right, here is the Kelly family. Oh, okay, the Kelly family with Christmas in Our Hearts.
Oh, come all ye faithful and lift up your voice. Oh, joyful, triumphant, come join in the song. High or low, close or far, we got love and Christmas in our hearts.
Oh, sing choir of angels from heaven to earth, sing in exaltation for all of the world. High or low, close or far, we got love and Christmas in our hearts. We
faithful, sing and behold, God's born is the King, so come and adore.
High or low, close or far, this is love, Christmas in our hearts. We follow the road and we follow it home. We carry each other wherever we go. And through all the years we are still standing here, following the light of the star.
Come join in the song.
High or low, close or far, we got love and Christmas in our hearts.
Did you hear that bit of Irish brogue? I love it. Fantastic. Okay, here is Dolly Parton and Kenny Rogers, the iconic duet, Once Upon a Christmas.
Once upon a Christmas, far away in Bethlehem, Mary, being great with child, had no place to lie down. So Joseph found a stable in which Mary had her child. Once upon a Christmas was the birth of Jesus Christ.
Once upon a Christmas, in a manger far away, a king was born. His palace was a manger filled with hay.
Away in Bethlehem.
All right. I don't know what your guys' clocks are saying, but the show still has 25 minutes to go. It's only 5:35 here. Eastern is 5:35. So I don't know what your clocks are doing, but we've got 25 minutes still to go. So here we go. I am looking for Sister Rosetta. It's time for Sister Rosetta, you guys. It really is. And I'm looking for a particular song that I know I loaded, and of course I can't find it. Why should it be any different? You know, things just kind of never change, do they? Okay, that's all right. I can switch horses. I got 3 or 4 horses in the stable, so here we go. How about A Little Town of Bethlehem by Sister Rosetta?
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thou deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by. Yet in the darkest shining street, the everlasting light, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. How silently the wondrous gift is given. So God imparts to human hearts the blessings of his heaven. No ear may hear his coming, and in this world of sin, where meek soul will receive him still, the dear Christ enter in. Oh, holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sins and enter in. Be born in us today. We hear the Christmas angels, the glad tidings tell. Oh, come to us, abide with us. Oh, Lord Emmanuel.
All right. I must have entered it in as 2 hours, kids, so I don't know, but Blog Talk says I still got 22 minutes, and I'm going to fill it up. So you know what? Christmas music, gospel music, it's all good. It's all fantastic. It's all fun, and I love it. So I'm just going to play music until Blog Talk says I'm out of time. So I've still got time. I'm playing music. How about Silent Night by Elvis? You think y'all would enjoy that? I could handle that.
Silent night,
way, guys. I just figure it was God guiding my fingers to make the mistake. So as long as I have music to play, I'm going to keep going, and I still have music. So here is Bob Seger in a way you haven't heard him before. I mean, we're used to hearing Bob Seger as a rock and roll, you know, yeah. But this is Bob Seger singing Little Drummer Boy. It's a little different for him, but it's good. I like it. It's good.
They told me, pour up a bumbum. Our newborn king to see, pour up a bumbum. Our finest gifts we bring, pour up a bumbum. To set before the
did Turn the Page, you know, and a few other very familiar rock songs, but I've never heard him do Christmas music, and I think it's fantastic. He does it pretty good. I like that. All right, now, this is not a Christmas song, but it's gospel. So, here's Elvis, Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho.
Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. They got no sin. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, around Jericho, around Jericho.
Joshua put the banner on Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
Good morning, Sister Mary. Good morning, Brother John. Well, I want to stop and talk with you and tell you how I come along. I know you've heard about Joshua. He was the son of Nun. He never stopped his work until the work was done.
God knows that Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down.
You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about your men of Saul. There's no like good old Joshua at the battle of Jericho. Up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Go blow them around, the Joshua cried, cause the battle I'm in my hand.
God knows when Joshua picked the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua picked the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. You may talk about your men of Gideon, you may brag about the king of Saul. There's none like Joshua at the battle of Jericho. They tell my great God that Joshua's spear was well nigh 12 feet long, and upon his hip was a double-edged sword, and his mouth was a gospel horn. Yet bold and brave he stood, salvation in his hand. Go blow them around, the Joshua cried, cause the devil can't do you no harm. God knows him, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Then up to the walls of Jericho, he marched with spear in hand. Don't blow them around, the Joshua cried, called to battle them in my hand. Then the lamb round sheep horns began to blow, the trumpets began to sound. Old Joshua shouted glory, and the walls come tumbling down. The God knows him, Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, Jericho, Jericho. Joshua fit the battle around Jericho, and the walls come tumbling down. Down, down,
down, tumbling down. Oh yeah, I love that. And I'm just thinking of, can you imagine a whole church service with that kind of music? That would be heaven. Yes, that would be heaven. My idea of heaven anyway. Hey, you know what? We got some more of that kind of music. Here's the Million Dollar Quartet, and this is still stuff that I got sent this morning. So the Million Dollar Quartet with an extra verse of Jesus Walked That Lonesome Valley.
Yeah, I think we
have fans. Let's get one of them.
Well, you gotta go.
Bye.
Bible tells
us. It plainly tells you
that he was,
that he was.
A preacher too.
That's a little preacher too.
Well, you know you gotta walk.
Yes, 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 yes. Okay, guys, we're at that time now. Actually, the real time, the extended time, whatever you want to call it, we made it. And I'm looking for a particular ending song that John sent me this morning. It was If I Can Dream with a false start to it, and it's just kind of good. So if I don't find it, that's all right. I can play regular If I Can Dream because I've got a good one. So you know what? But I'm going to say goodnight right now. And I'm going to say thank you for joining me, and thank you for all of those that stuck it out for the extra half hour because my fingers did a tricky thing. Well, actually, my brain made my fingers do a funky thing, and I put an extra half hour. But that's all right. That's all right. We don't mind. We do not mind having extra time. So thank you for sticking it out with me. Because it was good. We have some wonderful, wonderful music. And we loved it. We actually loved it. So here we are. You guys remember, it's the Christmas season. It's even more important that you go out and share your smile with everybody you see. Because at the Christmas season, depression runs high. For whatever reason there might be, people get depressed during this season, and somebody giving them a smile might be just what they need to help them out of it, to help them get through of the season that makes them not feel so good about themselves. So you gotta share the joy that you've gained today, the joy that God has put inside your heart. You need to share that with everybody. Give them a smile. Say hello. Say Merry Christmas to everybody. None of this Happy Holidays crap. Say Merry Christmas. It's Jesus' birthday. It's not his actual birthday, but it's the day that we celebrate his birthday. And Happy Holiday just doesn't quite cut it. You know what I mean? I understand saying Happy Hanukkah to the people of the Jewish faith, but deal with it, right? Merry Christmas is what I think is a very important thing to say. So say Merry Christmas to everybody and give them your brightest smile, and go through your day knowing that you made somebody feel good, and it's going to make you feel good too. So may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord to make his face shine upon you and give you peace. Stay well, stay safe, and be happy. Merry Christmas to everyone. Now, on Tuesday, we have an all Elvis Christmas. Christmas show. And on Thursday, it's 100% Christmas music. So join us this coming week because it's going to make you happy. It's going to make your season bright. And that's how it should be. So, hey, guys, I'll see you Tuesday. Merry Christmas. Take care. All right?
There must be lights burning brighter somewhere. Got to be birds flying higher in a sky more blue. If I can dream of a better land where all my brothers walk hand in hand, tell me why, oh why, oh why can't my dream come true? Oh why? There must be peace and understanding sometime. Strong winds of promise that will blow away all the doubt and fear. If I can dream of a warmer sun where hope keeps shining, oh heavenly one, tell me why, oh why, oh why won't that sun
you. Good night.